You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi everyone, my name is AJ and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mods, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Hello, summoners. Welcome to another pulse pounding.
Oh, yeah.
Lightning inducing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Tower ascending. Episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I am the academic Aztec Olmec. But it wouldn't be a proper episode if I didn't have the heroic Lightstar777 with me.
Wow. That is quite the intro that I hope I can live up to.
You better.
As I fiddle with all these things that are not working. If anybody doesn't know, Twitch had a thing where all the Stream Deck keys, or, you know, our keys got broken. So right now we are I am not seeing our gameplay, which is very sad.
It's okay. It is just GB10 full. What's up, folks? While Lightstar gets that hammered out, I'm so happy that he started watching My Hero Academia, one of my favorite shows. So,
yes,
this is just a no spoiler
view
of course, we're going to get into Summoner's War. We have a new fusion unit to get into. We have some Genshin news to talk about. You know, it's going to be a fun night. It's going to be a good time. But yes, good old Lightstar has started watching some good old My Hero Academia stuff. How is it making your day better to watch Deku fight the forces of evil? Doesn't it just make your heart sing when he defeats somebody? Isn't it like, I don't know, I like Deku a lot. Deku's the main character. Anyway, just to set up My Hero, it's very similar to it's pretty unique. Most of the people in the population have some type of ability.
80%.
Heroes are a normal, sanctioned part of, crime fighting and such like that. This one kid wanted to be a hero his whole life. Around, 12 or 13, you get your ability. He didn't get any at all. So he's still training and working hard to be the best hero he can be.
And
that's
analyst.
That's the,
what an
that
analyst
is the,
he was.
That is it. I am not even going to say anymore, but Lightstar started watching it. He likes it.
Very ironically, one of my friends that I made from my class in school was kind of the hubris for it, because they asked, did I watch it? And I had seen one or two episodes way back in the day when this cat over whichever side you're seeing this guy over here on, he had told me about the show and I wanted to watch it back then, but I only watched a couple episodes and got distracted probably by a million other things that probably were not important at all at this point. But essentially it worked out in the end, and we were successful, and we are watching it now and we are obsessed, and I need Ochaku and Deku to be together. I think they would be a great crime fighting duo together, and I need to ship that, so come at me.
Already second
I'm already
second
shipping things
and already shipping. Jesus,
shipping, shipping, ship, 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 ship.
Yep. Anyway, so, but yes, no spoilers. I want anyone that has seen it to enjoy it.
See
anyone that hasn't seen it, definitely go see it. If you like X-Men, if you like, you know, that whole concept of like
ruining timelines. Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about the good part of it. Okay.
Xavier School for gifted youngsters, you know, stuff like that. You know, just think of that on like a college level scale, and, you know, heroes are more accepted than, you know, being persecuted. But it's kind of like if Charles Xavier's dream had expanded and people with abilities are not feared as much. So, anyway, check it out, My Hero Academia. Anyway, new
How
fusion
are you?
Units.
No, no, you gotta start with the proper thing. How the hell are you?
Very hydrated. I'm actually pretty dehydrated, so I'm gonna have a seltzer. Well,
you just contradicted your own self in the same second. I dig that. I am hydrated.
I'm dehydrated.
I am not. I meant to say I'm not hydrated. So sorry. That did sound weird. I totally understand if that did come. But anyway, I'm fine.
I liked it.
Everything is going well. I mean, you know, big shout out to everyone that I met at the meetup last week.
That looked, you know, like so much fun.
Good times. Good times.
Did you get to the Comic-Con as well at all?
No,
nah,
I didn't get to Comic-Con this year. Definitely did not get to go this year. I'm an old Comic-Con vet, at least New York Comic-Con vet.
Some might argue it's the better Gotham City's very own Comic-Con.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But I did not for this. That was the closest thing I got to go to Comic-Con was the Summoner's War meetup, which was totally fine with me. I've done enough cons. But anyway, thanks. But thanks for asking. Yeah, right.
I'm
how
wearing
are you
my
doing?
Con
you doing
shirt.
Good?
You know.
I see. I'm wearing my Deku shirt.
I know.
Because you started shooting me questions about him and like about my hero. And I'm
okay,
like,
you know,
are you still watching?
He says,
great.
He says questions like there was questions. What he really means is in true Lightstar 777 fashion, I was complaining on the hard. I am angry at all the appropriate times. I become so invested in a story that like
you do.
I just get wrapped
good.
Up
You're
and then I'm angry.
Something.
I'm like, come on, that guy is such a villain, and yet he wants to be the number one hero. He's going to be a villain for sure, because he's just mean. Mean. He needs to learn to be nice to people, for crying out loud.
Anyway, we have crossed over and left the My Hero portion of Yon Show.
Thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
We are in the Summoner's War portion of the Summoner's War show.
Yes.
I mean,
we are going to talk this week about Aztec's new shiny Odin Lightning Emperor.
Yes, I mean, later on, but yeah. I mean, I wanted to talk a little bit about this fusion monster, this totemist.
But also, I got a 5-star randomly. I texted you at like 4:30 in the morning because I happened to be getting ready for work. And I was like, I don't care if you're asleep. But it was...
I woke up to monsters.
Right? but I got...
In a good way.
I'll pull
woke
him,
up to 5-star monsters.
I'll pull him up here.
Mister, I am so unlucky.
I pulled
Kokomi.
I got Legmaron.
Got some wind chimeras going on.
Yes, and I've got two of the family of chimera, and I'm not mad. I am not mad
we're
about that.
We're matching chimeras.
We are. We are indeed. But
so
we are going to
talk
about
this totemist. Let's do some theory crafting. I know you love to, you know, just theorize about stuff.
Okay, good. I'm glad you let me off my chain. So, here's the thing.
Please.
Anybody who ever played WoW can come with me. I want to see it like the shamans in World of Warcraft. Like, basically, you had your attacks, right? Like, you could do your, like, magical attacks. You had a melee, and then they would also, you could drop different types of totems to support you, like basically like an auto turret or something of that nature that you could use. So I would definitely love to see something like that happen, where basically, like, you could choose, like, I wouldn't even mind if it was like 5 or 6 different abilities where you could just drop like a different totem. Like, I mean, I know it's impossible because, again, that's too much like WoW, but like if each of the attributes does something different, like, you know, like the fire one was purely an attack one and the water one was like purely a support and the white was purely a support, like, and like that each attribute would have its own thing, like, you know, like just go completely off brand and make the wind one the buffer, like, you know, that like
gets all the...
No, I'm just saying, because like think about it, like a lot of water like support monsters are either healers or they are shielders. So if you think about it, like if you went completely off brand and you went like, you know, the wind one was that and the water ones were the strippers, like that would be, you know, a little mix up, you know, which would make it fascinating that you'd have different attribute monsters you could fill into those roles. So
I have been looping the quick little video. So the only
I'm hearing you
that
looping
can...
that, but but your thing froze on my end, so I couldn't see it and enjoy it. But I approve that you were watching it because I like that music they did.
But I do see the wind component's going to be a 3-star, and it looks like all the other ones are going to be 4-stars. But
yeah, I mean that's should be pretty much in line with what they did, right?
Mm-hmm.
I must admit it's been a minute since I've
fused a monster. Yeah,
fused a monster.
That grind
it's been a time.
But honestly, fusion monsters are one of the
hexagram.
Yeah, one of the yeah, I just like fusing. It was a good grind. It was, you know, it's a way for free-to-play players to, you know, definitely get some 5-stars. And who knows? I mean, this whole family, I mean, I'm sure we're only going to be able to fuse one element, but then there's going to be whole bunches, you know, the other, I don't know,
right.
Four, pardon me, the other 4 elements of whatever this totemist. It looks like he's riding on something with wings. Some looks like some kind of thing with wings, and he's kind of
it's
like
a red bull,
like a beast rider.
It's a red bull.
It could totally be that. We have no idea. But it looks like
if they do that, I will laugh for at least an hour. If it is a red bull, I will
entirely. But it definitely
I'm gonna be like, man, Korea, first Squid Game, now this. Like, you're really on your game these days.
Hey. Absolutely. But yeah, it looks kind of cool. I mean, I'm always excited for new units, and especially, I mean, a totemist, who knows which you know, mythology or fandom they're pulling
right
for this one, because they pull from literally every mythology that I've even heard of.
That's
and
why,
some I haven't. So
that's why
this game
I would
is so
love
cool.
love for it to be like a droppable thing, like, you know, like their S3 drops a totem that does something to the field for your group. And think about it, especially with like the 2v2 battles, like, wouldn't that be cool if you could drop a totem that like helped both of you, like, you know,
right,
if one of them was like, you know, as long as the totem's on the field, like, you know,
yeah,
it rezzes anybody who goes down with, like, 30% health or something. Like, that'd be pretty
ridiculous.
Cool. Like,
yeah,
because then you'd be like, well, I can't really kill anybody, so then you'd have to, like, try to, like, spread out your damage until you could kill them again. Unless, you know, you brought your, Mephisto! Who, you know, he will stop you rezzing.
Mephisto.
Yeah. Wasn't that how I showed you, his name once?
No, I
with
got
three
that from a what the that was way all right. Just like there's What If comics in Marvel.
Ugh.
That they've actually based the show on.
Ugh.
There was What The, which was like the really like parody comedy, kind of like Marvel's like pointing fingers at theirself and their own fandom. So What The was awesome. I'd love to see like an animated version of What The. So Marvel, if you're listening, do What The. But anyway, Mephisto was in a episode, but it's like absurd. It's like, you know, if Marvel did Mad Magazine, just so that was wow. What The. But What The was really funny, and I remember my Mephisto being in one of the. But, you know, it had stupid stuff like, you know, Wolverine goes and gets a haircut. Like, it's just dumb, like, little funny gags with all of the, you know, fan comedy in it, you know. Just, but anyway.
Now that you bring that up.
Yeah. Awesome. Funny comic.
Because,
you know,
I
comic books
like
supposed to be funny, right?
One mm-hmm. of the What Ifs.
I didn't see What If at all. No spoilers, please. I'll watch it eventually.
Already crossed the 2-week mark. I should spoil this for you.
I'm not. I don't really have a whole lot of interest in seeing it, to be very honest. Pardon me, but
I'm shaking my head at you.
Shake away.
Shake
away.
Shake
away, Mr. McManus. Sorry, that was from. Usual Suspects. Kill away, Mr. McManus. Anyway, so yes, I keep wanting to call him Taoist. There's already a Taoist in the game. Totemist, coming soon to a fusion hexagram near you.
That's funny.
Let's see. Do you want to talk about MiHoYo and how they put out their own dumpster fire with a couple of new characters?
That's a matter of speculative debate, but sure, we can talk about that. But don't think I'm done with you on this subject though.
Never.
But so. Why don't you go ahead? First, I'm going to say what MiHoYo did.
Did they do?
So this is what MiHoYo did to the community. And for those who don't know, MiHoYo is the company behind Genshin Impact and... I forget. What is the name of the...
Honkai Impact the Third.
Honkai Impact the Third. Where they get, like, insane... obnoxiously good rewards in their game, okay? It's important for the rant, okay? So, whereas they get these insanely good, great rewards in their game, MiHoYo decided for Genshin, for its 1-year anniversary, even though that game made them over $1 billion in the 1 year of its release so far, even though that's the case, they decided for the 1-year anniversary they were simply going to give us a handful of primogems. In fact, this exact amount of primogems, I believe, was just an event just because at one point since its release, because I remember collecting things for 7 days once before.
Right.
So, that was all they decided for all the loyalty the players had shown to their game they were going to give. Now, they did a thing, which Aztec can tell you about, and then I will rant about how little that
they
means
did a thing.
To me.
They had a collaboration. Kind of like how Summoners War had the collab with Street Fighter, Genshin had the collab with... all franchises, Horizon Zero Dawn, and the main character is now available in, now, I don't know if this was like a 1-year thing or a collaborate, it was never really specified, but, you know, PlayStation players got Aloy first, and a couple of weeks later, which was, like, yesterday, everyone on PC and, mobile I don't know if that was part of the anniversary awards or just happened to coincide. They didn't give us a whole lot. They you know, caved and gave us
point was that by them taking something that was exclusive to Genshin Impact players who were playing on PS4 or 5 and giving it to everybody, That's meant to appease the community for not getting what I shall call sweet F all in the actual 1-year anniversary event. So you've taken the thing that was special that I had because of the platform I play on. And now you've cheapened it and said, Merry, Merry birthday, our billion-dollar IP. Merry birthday.
Well, I don't know. I have
happy birthmas, us.
An opinion about perceived value. I'm glad they made a whole bunch of money. I'm glad they didn't give us a free 5-star. I'm kind of, and I'll tell you why.
Please do. Please.
That shows that. I mean, yeah, gacha games give you a whole bunch of stuff for their 1 year, and they usually do that to entice newer players and such like that. Genshin doesn't need to do that. Genshin is like one of the number one most popular, highest grossing games.
I'm getting worked up and getting ready for you.
You know, I'm just glad it's still going on. It's in a working, stable form. Like, there's so many games that are just not working anymore. You know, the list goes, you know, anyway, I won't even get into that. But Genshin is, you know, looks like it has a really bright future. They're looking way past this first
counterpoint
year. So who cares if they gave us pulls? I grind. I'll get Prima Gems.
Counterpoint.
Wishes.
Counterpoint.
Please.
Counterpoint. Okay, good. So here's the problem with your way of thinking. Your way of thinking is, if we can get these people to play and not thank them, we should do that. And that's a really poopy way to look at your player base. Like, it doesn't matter if your game is popular and you have people now. And I get what you're saying, like, oh, well, they don't need to, like, work on recruitment because they have plenty, right? That's great. But you also shouldn't be alienating your base either. I mean, like, look at Summoner's War. Like, they do events pretty well. Like, I mean, not all of them.
Right.
But, like, several of their events are pretty good altogether, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm getting at is, I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, oh, the game's doing well, so they don't have to be desperate and try and recruit people to play by giving a good reward. But at the same time, it's like, you're going to start eroding your trust from the community, which is obvious based on what happened before. Like, and if you're saying, like, oh, well, people have forgiven them with this one simple gesture, that's great.
One gesture and, like, two new characters fires everyone's looking for the future.
No, see, there again, like, you say that. Not everybody is going to get the characters, like, and that's the problem. Like, you can't appease people with doing what you've been doing all year, which is releasing new characters and new banners. Like, your justification is that to celebrate the 1 year anniversary, we should be thankful that it's business as usual. Like, I just don't buy it. I just don't buy it. Like, I mean, you know, your anniversary should be a time, like, and maybe this is just my opinion, but in, like, a world where there's almost limitless choice for games you could play and ways to spend your time and, you know, everything else, that anybody should choose your IP to spend their time, to spend their money in at times. Like, you should always be grateful for them. Like, always. And to say that just because they're doing well, they don't need to be thankful for us, that is a pretty shitty way to look at your fan base. Like, and I just think, you know, it cheapens the experience for me that, you know, that's how we're looked at by them, is just a, you know, we're just a commodity that they're not in any fear of us losing. Like, you've released characters. Great. You've been releasing characters all year. Like, half the characters out now are not the original 10. Right? Like, definitely. I mean, all those characters. So, like, they're releasing new characters. Well, whoop-de-doo. You've been doing that all year. That means nothing different to me. Like, it's great. Thank you. Like, I mean, Summoner's War is releasing a character. They don't say, oh, this is an event. Like, ah, wonderful. Look it, we came up with a new character. Like, they're not giving to us. They're like, go work and get the fusion monsters and build it yourself. Like, I think it's cool. I'm glad they're doing it. I'm glad it's going to change the dynamic in the game, give us something else to do, but it wouldn't be something that I would feel appreciated for. I'm just saying.
That's why we have the platform to say what we feel and to release our passion. No, seriously, I'm being super honest.
I know you are.
We are passionate.
I just don't think you know how angry I am about that.
But and that's great. That is that shows that you freaking care. Like, you should care about things that you're passionate about. You know, it's that simple. Like, I think we don't have enough passion for the things that we like. And for you to feel that way is great. That means you really care. Like, and like, it's so, it's always cool to say, oh, I don't care about it. No, it isn't. You should care about the things that you like. You should put that amount, that level of passion. Like, I mean, look at the artists and, you know, musicians that we look up to. They put a lot of care and passion to whatever they're doing. And for you to care this much, hats off to you, man. That's why I like this show. We can have totally different opinions. It's great. And I gotta stop clicking things. So.
Yeah, anyway. Stop clicking, man.
Click, 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 click. Anyway, let's see. Next topic. Sekhmet and, Sekhmet got a buff.
Yep. Sekhmet got a buff.
Speedmet. Speed Force Sekhmet. So now, Lightstar would like to build her up. I was lucky enough, the Summoner's War goddesses were you know, nice enough. The goddess Amaritz, what's that goddess that you do the wishes with, Amaritsu or whatever? She blessed me with
the Odin Wish Temple? Windlight.
Yeah, yeah, she has a name. I forget the name
of
the war. Let me check. Let me check really
Please
quick.
Do. Please do, because I would not have known this. I probably have ignored her. I never even thanked her for my Sylvia.
Look, Temple of Wishes.
Again, your thing keeps freezing, so I'm just going to assume you're showing me something cool.
Okay, I'm totally showing you. You know, Temple of Wishes.
What?
Amaria, goddess. What? What?
No, I was reacting to what I presume was on screen.
Shut up.
Come on, I'm an actor. I'm a thespian. You have to respect the craft.
A lot of thes. Anyway.
I thought I was more pean than thes, but okay.
Amaria, the goddess of serenity, responds to all seekers with warmth. However, there's a rumor that prayers of worldly desires are not delivered. Anyway.
I'm sorry. Amaria, anytime I hear the word serenity, I think of George's father in Seinfeld. Serenity now!
I think of, you know, the show.
Yeah, I mean, you I know, should do that, but Firefly, you know, George Costanza's dad, then Firefly, shortly thereafter.
But anyway, but yeah, so in the lore in Summoner's War, there's actually a goddess of serenity, which is, I mean, maybe she'll be in the show up in the comic or something like that, but
I... You know what, though? Why isn't she get a statue or any craftable building? Huh?
That is, well, that's
like
the
discriminatory.
Thing.
Yeah, but I mean...
There she is right there.
But there's a dragon, and I can still have a crystal mine shaped like a dragon. There's a giant, but I can still build a giant statue. Like, I don't have it out,
dude,
but
I
can build it.
I don't know. Quick, short answer. No idea why there's no step. But anyway, she blessed me with Odin, the Wind Lightning Emperor, so I'm going to need help ruining, because he has... and also big shout out to Childish, because I must have watched his video about ruining Odin at least 3 times. But I don't know. I am.
Well, what is it that he suggests rune wise?
Oh, he definitely suggests will and shield, but I don't know if I have good enough will and shield runes. But at least I think I have decent will runes. Let me fish my boy out real quick. Let's see. Da-da-da.
Yeah, I could see the will runes, because, you know, you want him to stay alive to get stacks of knowledge. That makes sense.
Yes.
Coincidentally, Stacks of Knowledge was my nickname in high school.
Anyway, yes. So, let's see. I think it may actually have decent roll wounds.
And I mean, and at full skill up, he gets 100% activation rate on his S1, stealing a beneficial effect.
How crazy is that? And I should have some Devil Mon coming.
But I wonder if the fire, whatchamacallit, the, what is the family? I'm going to find it here in a moment. It's going to be embarrassing until I do.
Embarrassing.
I can never remember the name. It's here we are. Tessarion. I wonder if Tessarion would be a kind of a good counter monster to bring in because.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I mean, Oblivion would be really...
Oblivion, but, like, I wonder, does Oblivion work on both passives? If because, like, as far as I know...
Good
and,
question.
And, you know, for any of our Discorderlies who are out there, I'm sure you probably know the answer to this, but is Odin the only monster that really has two passives? And would Tessarion take out both? And would somebody like the Water Dryad... be able
or
to
even
do
Wind Anubis. You know, a couple of units have Oblivion now.
Because yeah, like
I think that's all three of them. But I you know, could
see
be
who, yeah. Why do people not like Hernit? Like, here's the thing: like Oblivion for three turns. You put them in Oblivion for three turns, and yet Tessarion, it's I think two.
It's every no. I've
Hold on, I'm pulling it up
again.
I think
he casts every turn.
Passive. Oblivion's for two turns with each attack. So again, like, you get three turns, and Herne hits everybody with their ability to put it into Oblivion. So, I don't know. Or no, it attacks the enemy. Oh, okay, so it's one. Well, that's fine, too. Because also, you know, you're going to absorb their attack bar and recover HP. You know, I guess it's just, you know, different depending on what you need. But, I know, three-turn Oblivion is pretty awesome. In my...
That sounds pretty good.
Imho. In my humble opinion.
Gotcha. Let me try to do Will Rage. That might be...
Getting that crit rate?
Yeah, I already have a crit damage will rune, so... Oops. Maybe I don't. Hold on. I thought I put it on. Well, there goes that mana.
So, my Sekhmet has runes from the bygone era of when I built her. Like, so none of these are good runes.
Bygone era.
None of these are good runes. Look, this is probably... Yep, that's a blue rune. None of this would be things I would actually have put onto her today. Another blue rune. Wow. Just wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so I had her on Destroy Swift. But I had her on a defense 2 slot, which feels very weird. I question my sanity at the time of recording. I wonder where I was at. I mean, I do have a purple speed slot 2. So, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see if I have a good Swift speed rune to throw onto her. Nothing. Okay.
See, look at us doing some ruining, getting stuff done. Getting stuff donezo.
Well, you know, it's important to level up runes every day for your two pieces of whatever they call that scroll that I'll probably barely get.
Hey, just remember to have a splendid blessing locked and loaded.
Here's my thing. Is that permanent? Because if it's not, it should be, right? If it's 300 what? Pieces and you get like two a day.
Yeah.
Like, that's like one every other year. They should just give that to us, right? That should just be like a permanent thing. Like, I mean, think
like
about
a permanent
it.
Event that just happens every year.
No, I mean, just. Not the event. Like, the event lets it be quicker. I'm saying just right. the scroll pieces you get from the daily. Like,
I think
because,
that is permanent. I think that okay, was good. Part of the
because, like,
notes.
That's
I'm
what
pretty
I mean, I was
I'm
saying.
I'm, like, 90% sure.
Okay, well, I like when you're more than 90, but I'll accept your 90.
Yeah.
I'm accepting it. I've already you got accepted it. You're welcome. You're welcome. Also, completely unrelated to anything, but now that I have over 200 million blue mana, I feel like I want to keep going until I have a billion blue mana, just because I can at this point. I don't know how to spend it fast enough to... I mean, you know what? I should probably level up runes, but, you know, here we are. Here we are at me being bad at things, so... do I have a better destroy rune than what she has? No speed substat, so that's already poopy. Okay, well, that one's got speed. That one's got better speed, but two flat stats. We don't love that. That's only +4 and +3 flat stats. No, no, no.
Shout out to you, Coop. Let's see. Coop asked if we have done any 2v2 RE tier. And
whose fault is that?
Shouting out, who? Oh, totally mine, because my runes need. I need RTA runes. I mean, I need to rune for RTA.
I have told
no one
you,
has runes.
I don't care. I would play with you just for the sake of having fun.
Just for the heck of it,
with my bud. And also, there's a mission that has to be completed. So you know.
Oh, this is true. Let's see. Oh yes, Sekhmet. She's awesome. I use her in Guild Wars all of the time.
So we are playing on the global server JasonL420. Good old global server. And we are in chat room 66, right, Aztec? That is the chat channel that we hang out in when we remember to do that. So if you ever want to chat, that's where we'll be, Jason L. Or feel free to join our Discord and, you know, holler at us anytime. We are... Oh, look at that. A nice little 16 bump on a substandard rune. Do we have any grinds here that we like? Okay, six. You know, I could afford to throw this on here, give her a little extra speed. I don't even really know what stats are important on her, but I'm assuming speed is, you know, a good one to have.
Yeah.
Throw some more.
Definitely a good.
Throw some more attack on her HP on here. Throw a little more defense on her. We are. Oh, really? 4%? You had all those choices and you gave me 4%. How rude. Eh, fine. Whatever. Alright. Let's see. So, hold on. Where were we at here? Yeah, my Sekhmet, I just want to make her stats better than they were when... oh yeah, accuracy, that's a rune I need in the 6th slot, so... Also, I don't know, have you ruined your Wind Chimera at all? Do you know what we like for runes with that, or...
Oh, speed, Swift. Swift, he scales off speed, so, yeah.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure. I think it's S2 and S3. Let me just make sure of that. Don't want to give you any false summoning information. Da da da.
He's loving it.
Lagrima. Faster attack speed, the greater... This is S2. The faster your attack speed, the greater damage becomes. Attack speed is increased for 2 turns if you get a critical hit. And S3 is attacks all enemies. Yep. Attacks all enemies to inflict damage proportionate to your attack speed. Weakens their attack power for 2 turns and stuns them with a 75% chance. So yeah, put speed on that scary boy. Put some speed on his name.
Speed.
Right. Do I have things? Do I have
and to see a 14? I'm assuming then a speed crit damage attack.
Yes. So in exclusive summoning news, bum bum bum.
Yes.
We have Sierra, and there's no more news. Just kidding. Vanessa, the fire, Valkyr, Kaija.
Oh. Are you trying to say that word? I believe there's a pronunciation guide.
Oh,
available.
Yeah. I think so.
Courtesy of our
good old Forensis. That was a good one. I'm gonna jack it up on purpose. So what really one of our lovely Discordlies did gave me a pronunciation guide by the way of a very metal song. You know, but anyway. Appreciate it. Thank you for listening.
Not metal enough.
It's just been a running gag of me trying and then just stopping trying to pronounce some of these Summoner's Wars units names, but I'm gonna keep the gag going. Water, Occult Girl, Fire, Valkyrie, and good old Wind Oracle, good old Sierra.
You have fun with that.
I'm gonna just burn my mine this week, whatever I have. Maybe I'll get one of those three because I don't have any of those three next week.
Do you think I should do a big summon of my mysticals this week or a modest amount?
Modest. This is a modest week. Okay. I have 22, so I'm going to just burn those out. But next week is actually kind of interesting. We got... next week got Water Demon.
Yeah.
We got... Fire Beast Rider.
Matcha!
And we got Dirty Diana. Wind Unicorn.
Yep, got 2 out of 3 of those, so I won't be... I'm not that interested in the Water Demon, so...
I hear you.
In fact, I'm not actually interested in any of the exclusive summoning banners for a while, so... Take Good. That.
Take Save that. Those scrolls... Save. But since we have all this summoning talk, can we do some summoning?
We have to. We're almost at the end of the show, as my clock tells me.
Cool. I'm going to start with my exclusive stones, and nice. Then I'm going to move to the mysticals, because...
I'm going to do 3 water, 2 wind... 5 mystical, and then I have a legendary scroll to round it out to guarantee some of that sweet, sweet lightning.
Lightning-tastic.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to count it down.
Please, and thank you.
3, 2, 1, and summon. Summon.
Giant warrior, good. Skill ups, that'll be nice for my army of...
army of what?
What's the win one? What's his name? Hold on. It's in my brain somewhere.
No, it ain't.
No, you're probably right. I have to go look because I don't care about him enough to have memorized it. And it's very obvious what his name is as soon as I see it. Skogul! Yes. Water cannon girl. Skill ups. Got some lightning. I mean, you know, as promised, lightning did happen.
got lightning on the stones, but I gotta pull the Lucian. Lucian, sorry. That was scary, bro.
I know.
I was like, wait a minute.
You thought it was happening.
I thought it was happening. I'm gonna get that.
Here goes my legendary scroll.
Excellent.
We got something new, bud. Whoopsies. Hold on,
Ignore that.
I accidentally did that. Okay, hold on. We're gonna... That's my background. We all love that. All right. Oh, okay. One sec. There we go. All right. Wow.
Mister, I don't get good luck.
I don't get anything good.
I am so much less of a salt block.
I don't get anything. You. I mean, yeah, it doesn't take a lot to be less salty than me. I'm a pretty salty monster, you know.
That you are.
I mean,
fire unicorn.
I can't help it. It's just the way I'm drawn.
I hear you. Well, I'm just going to summon in. I would hang it up for the night. I wouldn't even touch anything else. You know.
Oh, so I mean, she recovers HP and attack bar by 20% each when you attack on your turn. And reduces damage dealt by water units, so... Clearly, you want her on Violent, is what I'm hearing. So.
Yep. I got a String Master. And I think I'm going to just stop at 10. Just cause.
I like the very first thing. A long time ago, when the earth was still green, and there were more kinds of animals than you've ever seen, they'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of all was the unicorn.
Can't argue with that. Alright, no more summoning. Summoning done. Cheesy to you, bud. Good job.
Thank you. And yeah, as I predicted, Violet Will is the way to go. Speed, HP, HP. I think we'll be able to manage that. We're gonna just go ahead and awaken her right away, because one of us awakens monsters instantly.
Ha ha ha! Kurt Boogie says GZ. Coop, GZ, Pony Brother, freshly buffed. Oh, good point! Freshly buffed.
She did just get a buff, that's right.
She did just get a buff. Yo, thanks, crew. Oh, wow. GZ to you, bud, because, you know, I'm not a salt block. I actually am happy when my boys are happy.
You know, I've seen that had two or more unicorns on it.
Yeah.
And that I have Diana, I'm really curious, like, what that's going to be like.
Dude, you're on kind of a roll. I'm just saying, you pulled Kokomi. You pulled Sayu first in Genshin, then Kokomi. Genshin, of course. And then, then now, good old My Little Pony. Nah, but seriously, Jeezy, I don't know, man. Your luck is turning around, bud.
It's not true. My luck is eternally bad. That's all there is to it.
After summoning a forest.
But here's where I'm sad. I should have gotten the fantasy wings as a pack, because now you see I can't make her all types of fancy.
Yeah.
Had I known I was going to get a second unicorn, I would have bought that pack. Hindsight, curse you for not being 40-20.
So, just as a shout, I will definitely have things ruined, so we can try some 2v2 next week.
Don't tease me with a good time.
And we have some things in the works, nothing confirming yet, but we have some things, some guests coming up. Hopefully that you will like as much as we do, because we like them. And of course, I mean, it's cool to hang out with us two. But, you know, some guests would be nice.
We like when people come and talk about Summoner's War.
So we have some guests coming up. That's all I'm going to say about that. So stay tuned to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War, because we are going to be doing stuff. Who are you going to shout out this week?
You know what? I'm going to shout out Jason L420 over in the Twitch chat. Thanks for coming and hanging out today.
Yeah,
appreciate
definitely.
It.
Join the Discord when you can.
I will shout out you for giving me the wherewithal to summon Helena. Because, you know,
summon.
Without your counting, it would never have come to pass, is what we've decided.
I tend to agree. Definitely want to shout out Coop. Kurt Boogie.
Napog.
Definitely thank you for Napog for the pronunciation that I'm so not
going to.
I'm
that
still
was Frentis. Frentis gave you
Frentis,
the,
sorry.
But Napog. Definitely want to what did Napog do? Hold on. I remember.
Who cares what Napog does? Shout out to Napog.
Yeah, fair
just
enough.
For being you. Just for you and being you. Who am I?
Oh, are we doing random New Jersey restaurant shoutouts again? I love these.
Topps Diner.
Topps Diner.
I am so sad. I am so upset that I didn't bring you to Topps Diner. Topps Diner is the number one diner in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And that's a land of diners. Jersey is full of diners. Topps is number one.
Yeah, for those Topps that don't
diner,
know,
if you don't know,
a
if
few
you're
years
in
ago,
somewhere in
I
Jersey,
drove up there for yep. for Aztec's birthday. Driving upon the fabled, the storied New Jersey Turnpike, and becoming a true New Jerseyan by the process, you know. So, I mean, I'm basically from Jersey now.
We'd love to have you. We are the Garden State. We are bountiful. We have beaches and snow. We're like awesome. But yes, Topps Diner, number one. I will go there right now if I could. But yeah, but besides that, yeah, just shout out to you. You know, thanks for doing the show. Shout out to everyone that I met at the meetup on Tuesday. You know, definitely shout out to Haroshin, Nelly the God,
Nelly
JD the Gamer.
Love Nelly!
Childish Plays, big shout outs to all of you. And of course, Gigi and Evan. Support is very, very, very encouraging.
I have a
yeah,
digital
shout out
photo
to Seppi,
frame.
I didn't meet him, but definitely big shout out to him too.
I have hugged him and he's a glorious human being. No, I have like a digital photo frame that's just to my right, and you know, when I was fortunate enough to meet up with all of them in Orlando, and they were so gracious to let me love on them and give them hugs and get pictures together. Every now and then in the random slideshow, it will pop up the pictures of the meetup, and
excellent.
Just great times and wonderful people all. It's a wonderful community we have, so very grateful we're a part of it.
Totally. That about wraps it up for this particular episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. New episodes of the podcast on Saturday. On Wednesday nights, we stream on YouTube and on Twitch.
On Wednesdays, we wear
light
pink.
Star. You wear pink. I look at you wearing pink. Lightstar777 Gaming on Twitch. MRGTSW on YouTube. We stream Wednesday nights. Podcasts out on Saturdays. MRGTSW at Gmail. Does anyone email anybody anymore? Anyway, but
you're talking about when people used to call people on the phone too, right?
Yeah, right. MRGTSW at Gmail. MRGTSW on Instagram. MRGTSW on Reddit. At Rancher's Guide on Twitter.
Tweet.
Monsters Rancher's Guide to the Universe is our Discord. Our link to our Discord is on our Twitter. And
our
such.
Twitch and everywhere else.
And our Twitch. And I think on our YouTube also. Anyway.
Wherever
link trees can be found. So everyone have a great week.
The best.
Really appreciate it.
May you get lightning in your endeavors.
Jeezy to this guy for getting fire ponies.
Yeah, I'm now going to have a two-pony team. I've already decided that this is mandatory just to torment people with the 90 turns I'll be able to take. They'll be like, I can't move. This game's stupid. And I'll be like, you're right. You're right. But I'm beating you, aren't I? That's all that matters. I'm a sore winner,
competitive. The ultra competitive Lightstar 7-6.
Yeah, I'm basically anyway. Like Deku. Like, you know, I'm willing to break my own finger to prove a point.
No spoilers. No spoiler. Watch the show. Watch My Hero Academia. Go to Topps Diner. Everyone live long and prosper.
Peace and long life.